Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, with many that you can access from home. I'm Jeff Gavin. I'm a librarian at North Canyon Regional Library in Huntersville, which is now closed for renovation, but I also work on the digital branch here at the main library. October is STEAM month, so we're focusing on programs and resources related to science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about the A in STEAM, the arts. More specifically, we're going to focus on First Beano, a Charlotte literary fundraising event in its fifth year. It's an evening of food, wine, conversation with five New York Times bestselling authors. And Burson Vino celebrates the joy of reading, writing, and
library.
I don't want to give away too much because our guests from the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library Foundation are going to tell us about this year's Burson Vino. With us today, we have Talia White, Melanie Barron, and Karen Beach. Karen is the deputy director of the foundation, Talia is the director of individual giving, and Melanie is the marketing and communications specialist. Everyone say hi to our listeners.
Hello.
So, Melanie.
Yes.
Will you please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and throw in a fun fact?
Well, I'm Melanie Barron, and I have been in this role for almost 2.5 years, and with the library on and off for 15. Okay. And my role with the foundation is telling the story of why it's important to invest in our library system. And so if you read it or hear it, there's a good chance I wrote it.
All right.
And at Verse and Vino, there's a lot to read and hear.
Okay. Cool.
It's one of my favorite events of the year that we do. And a fun fact is when I was 12 years old, I grew up in Rhode Island, and when I was 12, I won the Massachusetts and Rhode Island combined, because I was the only contestant from Rhode Island, Make It Yourself with Wool contest.
Oh, that's
wow.
A surprise. Okay.
And I made a plaid suit, and all really? The plaids matched, and I had to wear it at 12 years old to synagogue services, where my mother proudly yanked up my skirt at 12 years old to show off the lining.
Now we know.
Stop that.
Where the creativity comes from.
It all started there.
Cool. That is interesting.
My prize was some really good scissors and a lot of wool.
You needed those scissors, didn't you?
Did you continue to sew with wool?
I did. I made the dog a coat with the wool I won.
Can we find this on your Etsy shop?
No.
A wool coat for a dog.
It was all 80s glamour. It was jacket, skirt, and vest.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Fantastic.
So, Talia, please tell us a little bit about you and what you do, and a fun fact also.
Well, I'm the director of individual giving. So I work with all kinds of donors to raise money for the library, for programming, for books and material, and for other kind of key priorities for the library. One area that I have been working with this year is our final draft quarterly series, which is, our next one is November 15th, which is at Elder Gallery of Contemporary Art, and it's called Art is Hard. We've had a lot of fun ones. We've had ones on the food scene in Charlotte, the beer scene in Charlotte. We've had one on authentic leadership, so it's been a really fun series.
And don't forget side hustles.
Oh, yes, we have had one on side hustles, and I've done a lot of really cool things here. A fun fact about me, my kind of go-to fun fact, is that I'm a triplet. I have two older sisters. My parents wanted a third child, and had triplets. So,
wow.
And I did make the paper that, when I was born, alongside a triplet squash. It was a picture of us, and then right next to it, a picture of a triplet.
When is your birthday?
Squash.
Was it summertime?
It was July 13th.
Summer squash.
Now, this might be a dumb question. I don't even know if it's possible, but is it possible to be identical triplets?
It is possible, but in our case, it was not, since it was two boys. But they still could have been identical twins,
right.
But they weren't.
Okay.
They did look, I mean, for a long time, it was hard to,
really?
For other people to tell them apart, but they are, my oldest brother of the three of us, he is about 3 inches taller than my other brother, and I am, they're both substantially taller than me. They're like 5'10", 6 feet.
Did your mother dress you alike?
Yes. And then she dressed my brothers alike until in the eighth grade they finally said,
no
stop
more.
Buying our clothes alike. That was the best part to me. Is it took them to eighth grade, to say, Mom, stop buying us this stuff. But we had sailor suits that were all alike and green gingham and all kinds of stuff. So
cool. That's cool.
She sewed our outfits too, Melanie.
Plaid.
I'm sure there was some.
All right, so Karen, tell us a little bit about you and what you do and a fun fact.
So I'm Karen Beach, and I have actually been with the library the longest of the three of us here today. I've been with the library system for 24 years. I started when I was a baby.
Wow.
Been here forever. Always in some kind of fundraising capacity, but it's my job with the Library Foundation. I am primarily responsible for all the grant support that we receive to benefit the library from foundations and other governmental sources.
Right.
And also encouraging individuals to be members of our Dewey Circle, which are those individuals who've chosen to leave the library a beneficiary in their estate plans or other kind of deferred plan giving.
Sure.
And then I have the really fun job of helping identify and recruit all the authors from Virgin Vino that we're going to talk about today. So that's
awesome.
A really fun part of our job. And we are all right now heavily involved in planning for a new main library and the private funding needed for a new main library. So that's a big focus of the job right now.
Yeah.
Two fun facts probably for us in the room today is I think I'm the only Charlotte native. In the room, perhaps the only somebody else is looking at me that's listening in silence. Emily is also a Charlotte native. Okay, scratch that fun fact. Okay, my other fun fact then that I shared with my coworkers just a moment ago is I got to be on a clogging team that performed at the 1984 World's Fair.
Great.
With lots of fluffy skirts, no wool, but there was gingham involved.
Wool is seasonal.
Wool is seasonal. Too
it's
hot.
Not clogging
too
material.
Hot for your
clogging.
And where was that World Fair?
Knoxville, Tennessee. And we stayed in, they put up all, I guess, the kind of performers and guest featured artists at the World's Fair in these almost like dorm barrack jails that they had built for the World's Fair. And so it wasn't like a real hotel room. There weren't. Walls didn't go all the way up to the ceiling, so you could like hear from room to room. And
really?
The beds were like almost like on cardboard, and the showers were really interesting. And so, right off, my roommate and I, we were kids, and we jumped on the bed and we broke the bed. And it kind of sketchy.
Sounds like it was a fancy place.
It was a super fancy place. Only the best.
Cool. So if you ever want to go to a good fair, go to the Shelby Fair in Shelby, North Carolina. It'll probably be over by the time this airs, but it's pretty cool.
I'll have to check it out. I will.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip.
Is the food good at that fair, or is it the rides or the performance?
Both.
Okay.
Everything.
You can always count on the librarian to give you the best tips. So thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome. They got lots of animal, there's cows, or cow show, horse show.
Pigs.
Huh?
Pigs.
Pigs, yes, pigs.
Triplet squash.
Chickens.
No triplet squash.
I haven't noticed any, but maybe. Someday.
They're waiting for me to.
That's right.
We will bring it.
That's right. Okay, so please tell us what Virgin Vino is and how it came about.
So I'll start and then maybe Tilly and Melanie can jump in. But Virgin Vino is the signature fundraising event by the Library Foundation to benefit the library in our fifth year that you already mentioned. It's a great evening. But how it came about was the library used to have this fantastic literary event every year called Novella Festival of Reading.
Yes.
Some of our listeners might be aware of that. And Novella went on for 19 years, was fantastic. And during budget crisis of 2010, Novello had to go away. It was an expensive program. A fundraising event, but an expensive program.
Okay.
But when the Library Foundation was created, we were asked, and people continue to ask about Novello, they were asked, could we create, and we should create, a signature fundraising event? So we couldn't recreate Novello because that wasn't a fundraising event, but we did create Verso and Vino a little bit in the spirit of, again, trying to bring fantastic authors to our community to connect readers and writers, a little bit in the vein of Novello.
Okay.
But as a fundraising event.
Yeah.
We actually modeled Verso and Vino on a similar event that the St. Paul Friends Foundation does in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is called Opus and Olives.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Very good.
And I started at the Library Foundation about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
My first week was Verso and Vino.
Oh.
Which was really exciting.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun event. So this will be my fourth Verso and Vino. I'm sorry I missed the first year. But
yeah.
And we have about 1,200 people in the room, 1,200 of your closest friends. And it is just a fun evening.
Yeah.
There's lots of vino for the Verso and Vino. And it's just a great, fun event.
Really fun storytelling, just from all angles. Not only the authors, but in the room, we have vignettes from each of the authors' books. So that's just a neat way for the authors to kind of see their work in a artistic way. And so I think that's a really unique and fun. And you get to get your book signed and have lots of conversation with the authors.
Sherry Lynch has been our MC. Sherry Lynch of the Bob and Sherry Show has been our MC since the beginning. And if you've ever seen Sherry, certainly heard Sherry, she's super funny and witty, but she reads all the books. She has such very genuine comments and introductions of each of the authors, and just really adds a lot to the event herself.
Cool. Great.
Yeah. It's like she's hosting the best book club ever.
Yeah.
And the five books, Karen won't tell you herself how much work she puts into selecting just the right five authors to be here together, because it's kind of a magical mix. And we have authors who represent different genres of writing, different ages, different backgrounds. And so there's really something for everybody. And it's kind of like a big book club comes together of people who might have come from one author but discover four more. And
and
Sherry really does an amazing job of pulling it all together, because she reads the books and finds connections between them and just segues from one to the other in a way that you could only do if you really are a reader.
Great. I'll have to try to volunteer.
You should.
You should.
Yeah,
you definitely
really
should. Talk to Talia.
Yeah. I got all the volunteers.
Talia has connections.
Oh, okay. So can you tell us what's happening at this year's Verso and Vino? Like, who the authors are, and is it still possible to get tickets?
Well, it is still possible to get tickets. They are very limited at this point. We're actually kind of looking to see how many tickets we have left available, but I'd say right now we probably have right around 100 to maybe 200, but definitely 100 or so tickets.
Sure.
So if you want tickets, I'd get them soon. But we have lots of great authors. Karen, do you want to mention a couple of them?
Just mention maybe the one that people might have the most name recognition is Paula McLean, who wrote The Paris Wife and Circling the Sun. Her new book is Love and Ruin. So Paula McLean will be with us. Her book actually came out in May or June. I'm looking at Melanie.
Was that over the summer? I saw
it
in bookstores.
So her book has been out for a bit. She's a fantastic speaker. All of our folks are fantastic speakers. It's actually one of the criteria of authors that we invite. Not all authors are the best speakers. But because this is meant to be an entertaining evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun evening. Each of the authors speaks for about 10 to 12 minutes. And they don't all have to be funny, but they need to be really good speakers and engage the audience. And so Paula McLean is a wonderful speaker, and she has a nice library story as well. We do ask each of our authors to tell us, in a couple of sentences, what libraries might have meant to them or means to them now. And they're all so really different and interesting over the years. Paula McLean has shared that she grew up in the foster care system, and I think that wasn't always the best situation for her. So she really found solace in the library. The library is a safe place,
okay.
which we see today with many of, you know, customers that we see in our
sure.
library system every day. So Paula McLean
okay.
is one of our folks coming.
One of my favorites that I'm really looking forward to is Julia Reed, who is a writer for Garden and Gun magazine as well. And she's done, I mean, if you look in there, she always has a piece in Garden and Gun. And very funny. She has several books out, but her new book that she'll be talking about is South Toward Home, Adventures and Misadventures in My Native Land.
Mm.
So she's she just has a lot of personality, very, I would describe her as effervescent.
Effervescent.
I know it's my S&T word for the day.
She's very witty.
Very witty. And
you got that? Effervescent.
I think you'll really enjoy her. And I would go back and look at some of the stuff that she's written in Garden and Gun, because there's a lot of really fun articles about the holiday season that are.
And Talia, I know you want to tell us the other titles that she's written.
Oh, yes. Let me tell
those
you.
Those are very fun titles.
Ham Biscuits, Hostess Gowns, and other Southern Specialties. That's one of her books. But Mama always put vodka in her sangria. So that tells you right there what kind of
Julia Reed.
So she's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to her.
One that we heard, so Melanie mentioned that there is a lot of work that goes into trying to find our authors. Since it is a fundraising event, another kind of maybe secret about Verse and Vino is we don't pay authors to come. They're coming as part of, typically as part of a book tour.
Right.
So that means we need authors that have either kind of a late summer or early fall release normally. We want them to be generally well-established authors. But occasionally we find a great author and we might, you know, deviate a little bit from some of that criteria because we feel it's an author that our community would really enjoy getting to know. As Melanie mentioned, it's like a book club. You might come because of one author that you knew and loved, and you discover one more or four more that you love and want to read. Casey Gerald is one of those for us this year. Talia and I actually attended Book Expo of America, which happens generally in New York at the end of May. It's when all the big publishers come together. It's a big, huge trade show for libraries and bookstores. You know, those two big institutions in our country that buy lots of books. And so the publishers are there to really say, here are all the great books coming out. We pick up lots of free advanced reader copies and galleys, which is really fun. And we get to hear lots of authors speak.
Yeah.
Three different ways. One that Talia and I had a chance to hear at BEA, his name is Casey Gerald. He's getting a lot of buzz right now because his book just came out. Melanie, do you remember?
Last week.
So if you're on social media, check him out. You'll find him on Twitter, Instagram. I'm not sure about Facebook, but I see him on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, he's not on Facebook a lot.
So Casey Gerald, he has a memoir. It's his first book. It's called There Will Be No Miracles Here. Talia and I happened to hear him speak at a dinner. And it was a dinner of maybe 200 people, 250 people, something like that. But lots of librarians and other staff. So a lot of chatter in the room happening during dinner. And as soon as he started speaking, it was silent.
Really?
He has a mesmerizing voice. I mean, I think he has just one incredibly beautiful voice. But then also what he has to say. He grew up lower income family and had a scholarship to play football at Yale. Graduated from Yale and then went on to Harvard Business School. You can also find a speech that he did of the It's called Harvard Day or something like that. It's from the Harvard Business School when they're about to graduate from Harvard Business School.
It's a great
MBA.
Yeah.
So he got an MBA from Harvard Business School and then went on to create an organization, basically MBAers doing good across the country. I think he has since dismantled that, but was named by Fast Company as one of the most creative, kind of best business people.
I can't remember exactly. It's on a postcard.
I'm going to mess up his kind of thing. Most creative people in business. That's what it is. And his story's memoir is just really fascinating. I think people will really appreciate hearing it. We're really focused on economic opportunity in our community.
Right.
And so I think he will, I think he'll just really wow the crowd that evening.
Cool.
Talia, you want to mention another one?
Yes.
You want to talk about this one?
Yeah.
I know he's one of your favorites.
So I'm really excited for Elliot Ackerman, who his new book is called Waiting for Eden. It's very small, almost a novella. And he has gotten so much great press from this all summer, but also picking up. He was a White House fellow and a Marine, and he has a really interesting library story. He has children, so he takes his children to the library, but also that the library that they had when he was stationed in Afghanistan and Iraq sort of was what helped kind of buoy him during that time.
And so, Elliot, this story is about a man, Eden, who has been very critically injured in war. And it's about the relationship between he and his wife, and also Eden's best friend.
Yeah.
And I think there's some mystery surrounding their relationship.
Yes.
So not to give too much away there, but Elliot Ackerman, fantastic speaker. Our last author is Lou Burney, and his new book is called November Road, which just came out the last week or two as well here in October, in near the middle of October.
For our suspense and thriller.
Yes. So again, Melanie mentioned we try to have diversity of genres and so forth. So we try to have something that's maybe historical or historical fiction. In that case, that's Paula McLean this year. We try to have somebody that's mystery, suspense, thriller. So Lou Burney is that this year. Lou Burney he's won lots of the awards, the Edgar Award and lots of those in the mystery suspense genre. This one, November Road, is set right after JFK was assassinated.
Right.
And so it's a really cool story, fictional story, about a guy who maybe was involved somewhat with that assassination. He had a role and other mob guys. And now they're having to kind of clean up the business surrounding that. And so there's a chase across the country. And along the way, he maybe begins to become a different person as well. So a better person, let's say, is how I read the story. So he's really good, too. He's getting lots of press right now with his book coming out as well. So he should be fun.
It sounds interesting. History and mystery.
Exactly. History and mystery.
And everything in between.
And then we also try to have just really good, strong literary fiction. So Elliot Ackerman certainly hits that genre. Casey Gerald, it's more nonfiction memoir. And then Joya Reid, kind of southern and fun. So got a whole mix.
And one thing I'll mention is that we do offer book bundles. So if the ticket holder wants to also purchase a book bundle, they can get a set of all 5 books that will be waiting for them at their seats the night of Versamino, that's a nice kind of tip, and they may or may not be autographed, we'll see.
Yeah.
But
but if not, there's lots of opportunities to meet the authors that night at Versamino, to have them sign your books. It's a great time. It's November 1st, so it's great for holiday shopping, so a lot of folks come, have some holiday gifts.
We should have plenty of copies, so if somebody wants to buy multiple copies to give out for gifts, that's always a fun thing for them to do. And our bookseller that night is Park Road Books.
Yes, we love to work with Sally Brewster and her crew at Park Road Books. And we would be remiss by not mentioning Versamino as possible, because lots of people come and really support Versamino. Mm-hmm. We have lots of corporate supporters, lots of book clubs, but PNC is our presenting sponsor. They've been with us since the beginning of Versamino. In fact, one of our key contacts there joined us at BEA this year, which was really fun. So she got to see kind of the behind the scenes and what goes into beginning to pull the event together. Bank of America is our first edition sponsor. They've also have been with us with Versamino since the beginning and are great supporters. And then we also have a wine sponsor this year. So remember, it's Verse and Vino.
Right.
And there's lots of Vino in the room. And McShane Partners is our wine sponsor this year.
Okay.
And we're busy picking up wine as we speak, pretty much, right?
Tomorrow.
I think, is there a wine
it's
tasting?
Tomorrow.
There might be a wine tasting involved this week.
Yeah.
One of the, hard parts of the job.
It's not in this room right now.
No.
We should have brought that.
We should have.
Okay. Cool. Thank you all. That sounds like it's going to be an excellent event.
Join us.
Are November 1st is Versamino, and you can get tickets at foundation.cmlibrary.org.
And tickets are $125.
Yes.
Which also includes like a fantastic dinner.
Amazing meal. Yes. Comes with an amazing meal, the program, and all the wine you can drink.
So 6 o'clock reception is when that starts. Reception, book sales, book signings. 7 o'clock dinner and program. And we kind of wrap up around 9 o'clock, and then generally a little bit more time for book signings and book sales.
And it's at the Charlotte Convention Center.
Yeah.
Great.
So come join 1,200 of your favorite book-loving friends.
We'd love
to see you.
It is really fun. Take your Uber over there.
Also, you can take your book club. We also, we should have mentioned, we sell individual tickets, but we also sell book club tables. So tables seat 10 people, and if you want to sit all together, you can purchase them together as a book club table.
Okay. Awesome.
Slightly better seating.
Okay. Cool. So can you tell us any memorable highlights from previous Versum Vino events?
I'll tell you what, one of my favorites last year, and Kira may be able to say a different one just because she's been to all of them, but last year was my favorite because the authors really enjoyed each other, and they were buying each other's books and getting the individual authors to sign each other's books, and I just thought that was really neat. It was just kind of a unique year where they all really played off of what the author that spoke before was saying, and it was just a really nice night, and you can tell that they really were excited to be there and enjoy being amongst other authors.
They were each fans of each other.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
I would say one of my favorite, and I still hear from this from people who were at our very first Versum Vino, and we had Debbie Maycomer was one of our authors that year. Debbie Maycomer writes lighter women's fiction. Some people might call it, you know, light romance. Super, super sweet, sweet author. She lives in Washington State. Lovely. Who knew that Debbie Maycomer was going to be so funny when she spoke as well? And she told us lots of fun stories of love letters that she has received from prison inmates.
Oh, wow.
And was just so, she's very grandmotherly like.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she was like reading love letters that she's gotten
really?
From prison inmates.
That's
so
fun.
That was just, it was really fun. And it's also really to see kind of the human element, the human side of the author. I mean, some of these authors they may be shy and then they get on stage and they are just so wonderful in front of a crowd, which is what we need. They can pull out really witty stories, and we didn't know they were going to be that funny, like a Debbie Maycomer. So it's always nice to have pleasant surprises from authors as well.
And Debbie Maycomer's books pretty much do fly off the shelf.
Karen Slaughter was a really favorite of the crowd the year that she came. She should be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Maybe
oh, yeah.
she was in a previous job. I'm not really sure.
I don't know, but she was very funny.
She's just flat out funny.
Yeah.
But you want to wonder, like, as she grew up as a child, it was some darkness in her childhood. Maybe. You want to ask her about that. So.
You know, and I also like to see what the authors think of the vignettes that are created.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that they get to experience that very often, and so it's really fun to see their reaction.
And they're not expecting them.
Yeah.
And so how that happens is we have members of our planning committee that, of course, read all the books. And then we work with a wonderful local event planner here, Todd Murphy. And so we try to imagine some scene out of the book that we could kind of bring to life, so to speak. And so we've had everything from a live person dressed up as a dead bride in a car as part of the vignette to... we had Kathy Reichs here one year, and so we almost like created like a morgue setting for the vignette. So, you know, we look at try to bring some type of scene or feeling or image out of the book in three dimensional form, and that's their book signing area. But it helps kind of bring the book to life. Again, these are all new books coming out, so people haven't read them. So it gives them maybe a little taste of what that book might be. And it is always fun to see the author's reaction to, oh wow. Look how they imagine that scene out of my book.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. What other events does the Library Foundation host?
Well, I mentioned Final Draft.
Yeah.
And all of our events can be found on our website, foundation.samelibrary.org. We have, periodically, we'll have book launches for local authors. We've just done one for, back in February, we did one for Kimmery.
She writes by Kimmery Martin.
Kimmery Martin. Back in February, we launched a book for Kimmery Martin, who wrote the book, her debut novel, Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
And then we did one over the summer for Kathy Izzard, and her book is
The 100
100 Story Home.
And we'll have another one.
And Emily Giffen.
And Emily Giffen we had over the summer with her launch of her new book. Oh, it's a pop quiz today.
I read it, too.
I did, too. It was fantastic. If you haven't read Emily Giffen's book that came out June 26th, you should.
We were the first stop on her book tour.
We were the first stop on her book tour.
All we ever wanted.
Excellent book. Sorry, Emily.
And then stay tuned to the Foundation's website or social media.
We'll have a big announcement.
We'll have a big announcement in the next week or two of a wonderful author or authors that we'll have at a special event late November.
Okay.
We have a really exciting event for our children with Epic Fest, which will be November 2nd and 3rd. Friday, we take 12 authors into public schools, and they get to interact with lots and lots of students to talk about writing and illustrating and what goes into making a book. And then on Saturday, we'll have a great day at ImagineOn with those authors and lots of literacy activities.
So it sounds like you are really busy doing events that will raise money for the library. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how the foundation, how the money raised by the foundation is used?
Sure. Last fiscal year, the Library Foundation, we raised about $1.8 million from individuals, foundations, corporations, other groups, events like Versinvino, and earnings from our endowment. And those funds are used by the library in several ways. So the Library Foundation, we give a certain amount of funds every year to the library just to budget for just general support that the library needs to meet its annual operating budget.
Gotcha.
A lot of the funds that we raised help support specific programs and initiatives of the library, like active reading, early literacy. So early literacy is a huge priority in our community, huge priority of the library. So we're raising a lot of money for early literacy. We also raised money this past year for digital literacy, so helping folks in our community, that 19% of our community that doesn't have access to computers and internet access at home, so providing training and access to technology.
So you're trying to closing some gaps.
We're trying to close some gaps. We also raise a little bit, for books and materials. Mm-hmm. That's not something that we have some donors who like to support that.
Sure.
And then just innovation. And, you know, other emerging initiatives that come up throughout the year. And again, I mentioned we're really focused on a new main library as well.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Well, I want to thank you all for coming, and thank you for all of your contributions to the library and to the community. So I'm thanking Talia, Karen, and Melanie. And thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming STEAM episodes, that is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. To see and hear more about the digital branch, visit digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. And to learn more about the Library Foundation or how to donate, go to foundation.cmlibrary.org. The Charlotte Mecklenburg Library website is www.cmlibrary.org. So check our library's calendar and our resource pages, and of course the Foundation's website. And you can also find us and the Foundation on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary or @CMLibrary. Thank you very much, and have a great day.